Ptolemy V was born into a great dynasty. The first Ptolemy was one of Alexander the Great's generals, who around 100 years earlier had taken over Egypt following Alexander's death. The Ptolemies didn't trouble to learn Egyptian. They simply made all their officials speak Greek. And so Greek would be the language of state administration in Egypt for 1,000 years. Perhaps their greatest achievement was to make their capital city, Alexandria, into the most brilliant metropolis of the Greek-speaking world. For centuries, it was second only to Rome. It was a cosmopolitan magnet for goods, people and ideas. The vast library of Alexandria was built by the Ptolemies. In it, they planned to collect all the world's knowledge. And Ptolemies I and II created the famous Pharos Lighthouse, which became one of the 7 wonders of the world. Such a lively, diverse city needed strong leadership. When Ptolemy V's father died suddenly, leaving the boy as king, the dynasty and its control of Egypt looked fragile. The boy's mother was killed, the palace was stormed by soldiers, and there were revolts throughout the country, which delayed the young Ptolemy's coronation for years. It was in these volatile circumstances that Ptolemy V issued the Rosetta Stone, and others like it. The stone is not unique. There are another 17 similar inscriptions quite like it, all in 3 languages and all proclaiming the greatness of the Ptolemies. These were put up in major temple complexes across Egypt. The Rosetta Stone was made in 196 BC, on the first anniversary of the coronation of Ptolemy V, by then a teenager. It's a decree issued by Egyptian priests, ostensibly to mark the coronation and to declare Ptolemy's new status as a living god. Divinity went with the job of being a pharaoh. What matters about the Rosetta Stone is not what it says, but that it says it 3 times and in 3 different languages. In classical Greek, the language of the Greek rulers and the state administration, and then in 2 forms of ancient Egyptian, the everyday writing of the people known as Demotic, and the priestly hieroglyphics, which had for centuries baffled Europeans. It was the Rosetta Stone that changed all that. And while the text of the stone itself is pretty unexciting, it dramatically opened up the entire world of ancient Egypt. By the time of the Rosetta Stone, 196 BC, hieroglyphs were no longer in general use. They were used and understood only by the priests in the temples. 500 years later, even this restricted knowledge of how to read and write them had disappeared. The script of ancient Egypt was lost. The Rosetta Stone survived unread through 2,000 years of further foreign occupations. Romans, Byzantines, Persians, Muslim Arabs and Ottoman Turks all had stretches of rule in Egypt. At some point, the stone was moved from the temple at Sais in the Nile Delta, where we think it was first erected, to El Rashid, or the town of Rosetta, as we now know it, about 40 miles away. Then, in 1798, Napoleon arrived. The French invasion was not only military, but intellectual. With the French army came scholars. Soldiers rebuilding fortifications in Rosetta dug up the stone, and the scholars knew immediately that they had found something of great significance. The French took the stone as a cultural trophy of war, but it never made it back to Paris. Pursued by Nelson, Napoleon was defeated, and in 1801, the terms of the Treaty of Alexandria, signed by the French, British and Egyptian generals, included the handing over of antiquities, and the Rosetta Stone was one of them.